We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, so joining us now, that's a familiar voice. Matt Wells joins us. How are you, sir?
Good. What's up, buddy?
I'm hanging in there. Can't complain at all. So it's kind of fun to be back here cheering on the Aggies, is it not?
It is, yeah. You know, we have connections with both schools. Was an assistant at both schools, obviously head coach at Utah State. But Wyatt was born here in New Mexico, and so we've got friends on both staffs and little 4.5-hour drive. Nothing else going on today.
saw Jen and the girls and Wyatt. I'm sorry. We should pick up on that a little bit at some point. But sounds like the family's doing well. And you know, obviously, what is happening over the last couple of weeks? What's some of the movement that's happening for you?
Well, it's you know, Kevin, it's just been interesting. You know, a little bit of time for reflection and really proud of what we did at Texas Tech. Obviously. You know, the situation was not ideal. It's not what anybody had planned, but I know what we did there, and we flipped the culture and the way the players are playing. And, you know, to leave it at 5-3, I know we left it better than we found it. And so with that, I'm happy and I'm proud. Obviously hurt with the way it finished, but I'm proud of those guys being bowl eligible. Last week, that was a big win for them.
You know, the landscape of college athletics is just to the point where it's crazy, some of the things that are done and decisions that are made. But to walk away and say, you know what, we did good work, we know what we did, we know what we were able to accomplish there, you got to have a level of accomplishment there.
It is, and you know, we all know what we got into. We know that there's a high level of investment at that level of football, and I know this, what we did, our staff did, the way our players played and performed, I'm very, very proud of them. A lot of heart, a lot of effort, a lot of energy, emotion that went into that thing, and I know where we left it is in a really, really good spot.
I know you had last night a chance to meet with some of the kids that you had recruited here to Utah State. What was that experience like for you?
Unique, special, really neat. You know, very unexpected. No, didn't anticipate being in this position right now. But you know, with Blake said, come on over and come to the meal and. Got a chance to go in there, and I've known Blake for over 20 years, and y'all couldn't have a better guy that cares about those kids and pours into those kids. But to be able to see a lot of those seniors and super seniors that we did recruit and to see the success that they're having and graduating and see some of their parents was a special thing for Jen and I.
You know, that's the other thing, too, that I know that when you take on the responsibility of a place like Texas Tech, it's going to absorb a lot of your time. Were you able to kind of peek around and see what Utah State was doing and kind of keep track of the last several years?
Hey, I said this all the time. I said this when I was at Utah State, Scotty, to our players. There's nothing stronger than the Aggie Brotherhood.
Yeah.
And before I got to Utah State and coaching at all the stops, it's the first score you check on your phone when you walk off the field. And I always used to say, as the head coach at Utah State, I don't have to do that anymore. But at Texas Tech, I was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So I would come off the field, and that's, you know, obviously post-game press conference and all that. But when you grab your phone and you take a big, deep breath when the game's over, did my Aggies win?
Yeah.
You know, did
yeah.
we win? Unless we were playing on Friday night. I still say we. But we're playing on Friday night.
You say we now. It's all good.
It's been we for 25, 30 years now for me. 30 years trying to stay young.
That's
Kevin.
Going back to,
1992. Yeah.
Unbelievable. 1992. Aggies
yeah.
for life. And
yeah.
Matt, what's next for you? What would you like to do?
Well, I'm trying to get back in the saddle. I'd love to be a head coach again. And we all understand that that's it's tough. It's very difficult to get a head job. There's not very many of them. And it just has to be the right fit. But I'd love to be a head coach again and jump back in. Obviously, it's got to be the right fit for our family, and especially Ella, my middle girl. She's a sophomore and really good gymnast. So I want to just make sure it's all right. But these head jobs are hard to come by.
I was talking to her last night, and she said, yeah, whenever I'm on the balance beam, Dad just paces. Is that what it's like when you're watching your kids?
I'd rather call 4th and 3 than watch her on the balance beam. Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of respect for all the gymnasts out there. That there's 4 inches of that beam, and for a 2-minute routine, flipping upside down, and now she's level 9, almost a 10, and, you know, she puts her head – you know, she looks at it. I wish everybody could see me doing this. I'm demonstrating very well.
Yeah,
you know, you're flipping it. Yeah. You're looking at it. That's hard. And, man, it just nerves me up.
So Devin Tompkins is 1 yard away from setting
that's
the all-time
what it is?
Record.
Yep.
1 yard away.
We're
going to
see it.
So we're
going to
see it today. What was the recruiting process like for him, bringing him in? Because you guys knocked it out of the park with that young man.
Well, we did, and we didn't beat anybody on him. I don't have any pride to tell you that. He had a couple of D2s, you know, and I remember Javon Bonnet. Credit goes to Javon. Javon found him, and Javon had done a really nice job for us down in Florida, finding some unique talent. And you watch him, and you know the guys he was going against, and we'd recruited Florida for quite a while, so we had a little bit of a feel for some of the competition, but just outstanding in the return game and with the ball in his hands, and just a unique talent, and he fit what we were looking for. We were looking for a slot that had the speed and the ability to move outside and play, but really as a slot body. And we weren't scared. We'd had all the success with all those little guys.
Yeah.
And we had I could name them all, going all the way back to when I played, Ivy Russell and Sean Johnson and some of those guys. That was way back in the past.
Yeah.
But that didn't scare us. And you know, we watched him live and kind of fell in love with him. And nobody's happier than Javon and I can tell you that.
You got to have great pride knowing that, you and Gary kind of got started. Now to see how this program has continued, that you got to have pride in what you built and what you were able to carry forward.
A ton of pride, absolutely. It's you know, you got a lot of, you know, people say sweat equity. I say, you know, your emotions and your energy and the time that, you know, the 8 years that I spent in Logan as a coach, but it goes way back, you know, further than that. There's just so much pride, Aggie pride, and wanting to make all the former players, you, Phil Olson, Mothersell, all the guys, Bobby Wagner, you name it, to the more recent ones, to make them proud. I've said this a lot. You know, when I was an assistant coming up, I had a couple opportunities to come back, and I just didn't think it was the right time. And I wanted to come back when it was the right time to be able to put your name on it, if it's going to go on it, and to have a really good product. And I was proud of what we did in Logan.
Matt Wells joining us, of course, former Utah State quarterback and great head coach as well. Talk about Blake Anderson, because I texted you when he got the job just out of the blue, because I know the fraternity's tight.
Yeah.
And so I just texted you and I said, hey, what do you know about Blake Anderson? And you called and you're like, what do I know about him? Like, we're boys. We've known each other forever, running camps back in the day together. You told me immediately this was going to be a great hire.
Yeah.
But 9-3, considering what, or well, I mean.
Hold on now. We've got two more quarters. We've got to finish this thing off today.
It wouldn't be a Matt Wells interview without a little bit of a review. But with that said, what he's been able to do this quickly, I mean, come on, that's awesome.
I told you, it was a home run. Told John that, told some donors that. Known Blake for over 20 years. I mean, it was maybe my first or second year in coaching. We used to work summer camps down in Dallas, and then we flew over different parts of the country working these camps, both single, young coaches coming up as a GA at the Naval Academy. He was at Trinity Valley Community College down in Texas, and just have stayed in touch over all the years and stayed really close. And I'm proud of him. I'm proud of the job he's done, and I know what he walked into and how that was a hard situation for him right out of the gate. But he's hired a really good staff. You know, there's three guys on that staff that I coached, and two of the three, Al Lapuahu and Chucky, have both GA'd for me. So to see all three of those guys, the third one being DJ Tialavea, as young coaches, that gives me as much pride as anything. And I'm so proud of those three guys, and I told them that last night. I'm as proud of them as those players that I've recruited, but happy for Blake, the success they've had this year. Had a ton of injuries. I don't think he's getting enough credit for the coaching job that he and his staff have done this year, and to find a way to hopefully we can finish this off today and win 9 and maybe slide into that championship next week.
Yep.
I think it's an awesome job, and I'm proud as an alum. I'm proud as an Aggie for him and of him.
And, Coach, what about some of the guys that we got to know so well, like Coach Fort, maybe your brother, Luke, right, and others that were all part of that special 2018 year that we all got to experience together? How are those guys doing?
They're good. They're good. They're pros. They're finishing off the right way. They're in it for the players. They're in it for the right reasons. They're all still there. They got bowl eligible last week. I'm so proud of them and how they're finishing off and doing it a good job. Got a big game tomorrow against Baylor and see if the Red Raiders can win 7, but they'll be in a bowl game somewhere.
Well, Coach, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Scotty G.
Awesome.
All right.
Let's do it again here
soon,
shall we?
All right, buddy.
Thanks. There you go. Matt Wells right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield. Utah State leading New Mexico 28-0 at the half.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.